Fireworks will be allowed to light the night sky this Halloween, October 31. Eligible residents in Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam and Port Moody can now apply to obtain a permit, or register their property, to set off fireworks. Recent precipitation and damper conditions have brought local fire danger ratings to low, and has helped douse hotspots where local wildfires, including the 14-hectare blaze in Minnetonka Regional Park, still burn to this day even with the rain. However, those looking to apply for a permit will only a limited time to do so. In Coquitlam, applications must be submitted, at least 72 hours prior to the planned fireworks event. City spokesperson Kathleen Vincent told the Tri-City News that RCMP, fire rescue and bylaw enforcement are set to increase patrols leading up to Halloween to ensure public safety and keep an eye out for any violators. In Port Coquitlam, applications have to be handed over in person by 3 p.m. on Friday, October 28, at the Revenue Services Office at Port Coquitlam City Hall. While fireworks can add excitement to a Halloween event, the city is reminding residents they can also cause serious injury and property damage, said POCO City spokesperson Jimena Ibacash in a release today, October 26. Before planning a fireworks event in Port Coquitlam, make sure you know the regulations and safe handling procedures. The city is also increasing patrols and security measures for Halloween weekend. Meanwhile, in Port Moody, residents 19 years and older must fill out an online submission to notify the city of their fireworks event. Obtaining a fireworks permit. Coquitlam. Criteria to obtain a permit. Be 19 years or older. Plan to keep spectators at a safe distance from the location where the fireworks are being set off. Ensure protection for public and private property. Have proper fire extinguishing equipment available. Fines between $250 and $1,000 could be issued by bylaw enforcement, RCMP and fire rescue officials if caught setting off fireworks illegally. For more information, you can visit the City of Coquitlam's website. Port Coquitlam. Criteria to obtain a permit. Must be 18 years and older. Fireworks can only be discharged on private property with owner's consent, or at a public event with written permission from the fire chief. Fireworks are not allowed on city property, i.e., roadways, parks, trails and sports fields. The permit valid until 11 p.m. on October 31. Fireworks that are banned. Roman candles, firecrackers, bottle rockets and screechers. Residents who don't comply with POCO's regulations could be slapped with a $500 fine and/or formal enforcement proceedings. For more information, you can visit the City of Port Coquitlam's website. Port Moody. Port Moody is only allowing family fireworks, which means only low-hazardous recreational supplies can be set off, and can only be done on October 31st. They must be used at a private dwelling, with the consent of the owner, and no one under the age of the 18th of May possess fireworks for any reason, Port Moody Fire Rescue Chief Darcy O'Riordan confirmed with the Tri-City News. You can find a registration link and safety regulations on the City of Port Moody's website. It appears Anmore and Belcarra are not allowing permits this year due to the tinder dry conditions in surrounding environments. If you see someone setting off fireworks illegally, you're encouraged to contact your municipal hall. Anmore, Belcarra, Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam, Port Moody.